Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn. Everybody's landing on Texas Tech. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday morning. Big Thursday night football matchup. We're also getting set for conference championship weekend coming up. Kelly in Vegas will be here at 11 a.m. Eastern time to give out her favorite plays of the weekend. And now it's time for us to talk about it a little bit. So Shay is with you on Texas Tech. I agree with you. I'm going to have to bet it. I don't want to hear about it for the next 2.5 weeks and not have any action. So I'll be there. But then Paul's like, I don't know. I don't know if I can't. Paul, what do you have already? You have too many positions?
Spraying the board?
I've got Georgia at 10-1. Did that a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
And I think I did jump in on Notre Dame. I forget exactly when it was, but I was like 16. So honestly, based off the – so all these Miami people could shut up, by the way. but
Bear.
Based on how the bracket – yeah, well, I like Bear. He's a friend of the show.
And we all do.
I've seen Bruce like Feldman writing an article about this and like, take a stand, blah, 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 shut up. Anyway, not the point. I like how the bracket's setting up right now. I'd be okay with them meeting in the semis, which would be the potential path right now. So do I want a team on the top side? That would be Texas Tech. So I think 3's my max, unlike some shows. I try to have a little bit of integrity. So I think 3 out of, 12 teams is probably about as much as you could do. But is it too much?
I love that. Feldman went off the other day, by the way, on Twitter about the committee. Yeah. And I saw, because I work with Bruce. Where'd my voice go? There it is. I work with Bruce on Fridays. And I saw the tweet, and I thought he got hacked, to be honest with you. Because he's not
like him.
He's not that guy. No, it's not at all. But here's the thing. We do that show on Friday. It's me, Bruce, and Bear. They both went to Miami. So
right. You're not unbiased.
They are driving. Yeah. But I mean, to see Bruce Feldman tweet the F word out, I know we throw that word around a lot and we've tweeted that word, you and I, Joe, to see Bruce Feldman tweet that, I'm actually going to pull the tweet up. He was irate.
Here's the thing. You can't do this because it's your alma mater. If it's, I don't know. Let's say it's A&M is behind Notre Dame. He's not having that same vitriol and that same BS about it. You guys are homers. And that's fine if that's what it is. But it's you're got your pom-poms and you're cheerleading for the place you went to school. That takes away from your argument. I don't know. It's just stupid.
So here's the tweet. And again, I'm going to censor the tweet because I'm not going to read it on our show. Although maybe I should, and they'll pull us off the air. We don't have to work the next 2 weeks. This is all so bleeping stupid. This is a national college football writer and television guy. This is all so bleeping stupid. They just keep making it up as they go along. It's like the committee is going out of its way to show that the sport is run by morons. Powerful stuff from a national writer.
What set him off specifically, though?
The Miami rankings, Notre Dame. The committee having Miami below.
Which decision? Notre Dame. The Miami one? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Bear have, I mean, Bear's been, and we make fun of Bear, you know, because Bear said something. We do a Monday show, and Bear's like, did you see the tweet I sent out? I'm like, which tweet? Like, you tweeted 80 times yesterday.
There's 100.
Yeah. Like, he's just going off. Him and Bruce both. Bear keeps doing, like, the stat selection. He takes all the ND pro stats and ignores them. And then he takes all the pro Miami stats and highlights them. You know, like I keep laughing at Bear because he keeps laying out the Sagarin argument. Well, Miami has better Sagarin wins. And I go, who's higher in the Sagarin rankings? Doesn't matter. I'm like, okay, all right, got it. So we're going to talk about Miami Sagarin wins, but ignore that Notre Dame is number two in Sagarin. You know, it's funny, but that's our business, right? How many females in the space tout things that have happened 6 of the last 8 times, you know? Well, what's happened the last 20 times? Doesn't matter. We're only going to focus on the stats that matter to me. I'm going to shape the stats, and that's what's going on. Like, come on. We know who we're talking about. Oh, this has happened in 7 of the last 8 games. What about the last 25 games? Irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
And by the way, exactly. I've dealt with this with people that went to Syracuse. Like, the media space is obviously filled with them. And every time they would cheer for Syracuse and in the basketball tournament, when we actually had a basketball program and a football program and all that, it's always been ridiculous. You're not on the payroll. You're not part of the team. It's just a piece of paper that you have. Like, you're so biased, and you're just cheering for a team. If you're going to be a journalist, be objective. Like, and have some issues. You want to lay out an argument, fine. I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous.
I'm looking at the committee. Do you ever look at the list of the committee? I mean, we hear from some of them. If you watch that show that they do on ESPN or whatever, but it, as expected, it's all outside of one, 11 of 12 are old white guys. I had no idea Ivan Mizell was on it. The longtime ESPN writer. He's on the committee. It's a bunch of 80s. Former coaches like Chris Ault, Mark D'Antonio, like guys that are done with their time in the sport for the most part. Here's where I've landed, and I know we make jokes about computers taking over the world, robots are going to have all our jobs and all that stuff. They do need a formula so they can show you. So it's not obvious that there's bias here. Like, you need some numbers. You've got to come up with some sort of a formula.
I don't know, man.
And I know.
I don't think they care. I don't think they give a rat's ass what we think about their process.
And they don't have to. It's a TV show, and you want to put the best product on the field. If you want to kick and scream about it not being fair,
then get rid of the group of five. Then get rid of the group of five. Get rid of all these AQs. Because they're bad, the ones at the end.
I mean, I think we talked about this. Again, we do a million shows on different networks and all that. But I think it was on this show where I brought up, okay, let's say Virginia beats Duke and Virginia gets into the playoff and Notre Dame is out. If you had an odds maker make a line on Notre Dame, Virginia, we're talking 14 on a neutral field and 17, 18 in South Bend. Like, that's where we're at. And there's a chance, if you follow the, you know, the way this is trending, there's a chance where Notre Dame is out and Virginia's in. And Virginia has a 0.0% chance of winning the title. Notre Dame can win the title. It's a small chance, but who's gonna have a better chance to win, Notre Dame or Virginia? Oh, let's put Virginia in because they won the ACC, which blows.
Right. I agree. Agree 100%. All right, on these games.
Go ahead, Paul.
Am I rooting for Duke this weekend as someone holding a Notre Dame ticket?
I don't think it matters.
I don't know.
It just because then, right? It
doesn't matter. It's more like you got to. Yeah. Falls from the bottom. Yeah.
Somebody else is going
to. I think you can't have BYU win. Anybody who needs Notre Dame to make it, you can't have Texas Tech lose to BYU. Because if BYU beats Tech, the Big 12 gets two teams, and that would have Notre Dame likely out.
that Tech team has killed everybody except for the one loss. The one loss, and they didn't have their quarterback. It's going to be more of the same. And then we saw 29-7 during the season. I'm sure that team and all the fans at BYU are going to be very happy. Satake stays, all that stuff. Crumble cookies for everybody. Cool. I'm looking at it as an opportunity to see that this number has dropped to 12.5.
Yeah.
I'm on Texas Tech.
I'm joining you guys.
I have them to win the title, so I'm in on Texas Tech too.
Yes, exactly. All right, SEC, if people are just checking out this segment, you've mentioned a couple times throughout the show, Sam, but you did take a stand on Georgia-Bama.
Yeah, I've got some money line. I was texting with Metcalf, and he's Metcalf lives quite a life. We talk every Wednesday, like right after our show, and I called him yesterday at 12:10 Eastern. I'm getting ready to go to the train. I call Metcalf, and it goes right to voicemail. He texts me a couple hours later and goes, "I got stranded in Hawaii." I'm like, okay. All right, that's stranded a normal response. Yeah, I'm like, I wish I was stranded in Hawaii right now. So we didn't talk, but we texted, and I asked him, I asked him a couple questions as I always do. I lean on Matt for a lot of stuff. He's very sharp and he's made this show money over the years. I said, what are we doing with Georgia here? And he said, I got Bama 3 points worse, but I love having Kirby against the Boer. And I'm like, all right, that's all I had to hear. Confirmation bias, Paul. Matt Metcalf agrees that Kirby is greater than Kalen DeBoer, and that's enough to just cement that Georgia-Philly moneyline parlay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels like a Georgia spot. And I say this as someone who had Bama locked into some other things, one of which was the Chiefs division, so it's probably dead either way. But the Georgia defense that was leaky for a lot of the season is starting, like, TFLs weren't there, sacks weren't there. They're starting to look kind of like we talked, not a perfect comparison, how the Cowboys defense has gotten better. Like, Georgia's defense is rounding into form. It definitely feels like a Georgia spot. Like I said, I bought a future, so I don't know that I'm necessarily playing anything in this game. But it does feel like they're kind of going like this, with Georgia being the one that's trending up, Bama trending down.
Let's also not forget, Joe,
trending down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gracie the Witch called her Georgia. Shot at Georgia.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe this is the storm.
So Georgia wins by, they're getting a bye, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
If Alabama wins, do they get a bye?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. Four at best, right?
An SEC team's getting a bye is my point. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't see any way that they're like, yeah, let's not give an SEC team the greatest conference, right?
And to bring it full circle, the chair of the committee that is catching all his flack, Arkansas, right? SEC. So
yeah,
I have a feeling that's going to carry some weight.
You're probably right, Joe. I think it's a question, do they deserve it? And my answer would be no. But again, it doesn't matter what I think. Like, I keep saying this. Everybody who's crying about the committee, like, the committee doesn't give a bleep. Does not care. Does not care what anybody says.
Yep. I hear you. You know, there's one game that we have not talked about all week. I was curious if you've got anything on, or maybe you're just staying far away. And that's the Mountain West. UNLV, Boise. It's Boise, their home field, where they beat up UNLV earlier in the year, 56-31. Boise favored by 4.5, total 58 in the hook. They are getting their quarterback back in this one. That was a crazy, crazy shootout. Over 1,000 yards when they met in that first game. And the question is, UNLV's defense slowly getting better? Are they good enough to cover the 4.5? Sam, do you have anything on this game?
Yeah, I like the dog. I'm going to bet some 4.5. I haven't done it yet. I'm on UNLV. I like Dan Mullen a ton. And maybe that's, you know, famous last words. But, you know, this look-ahead number, when they opened it up, was 1.5. And now we're 4.5. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that move. I'm definitely not laying 4.5 when I could have laid 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3. Now we're out to 4.5. It's just, it's not a number that I have interest in laying when I could have laid a much cheaper price.
Okay, so if we go back to the game on October 18th, what was the number? What do you think?
Where was
same,
it?
Same place, same location.
Pick 'em, 1.
Boise minus 13.
Yeah.
13?
Yeah, what? Way up.
Yep.
That's kind of what UNLV, I was thinking.
UNLV's about to win. About to smoke.
Outright.
I've been trying to fade Boise. Like, fine. I was trying to pick against Boise most of the season, too. I just don't know if I'm getting there with this defense.
With UNLV's defense?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, they're betting Boise. But I think that's based on the return of the quarterback. But no, I think this is going to be a fun one. High total, 58.5. I'm with you on UNLV for sure. Anybody doing ACC or no? I kind of want to don't watch it.
Nah.
No.
Yeah, I don't want it. How does Jim Phillips lose? Duke, right? I'll be rooting for that, but I'm not betting it. I don't see it. All right. Those are our looks for college football. We'll talk more college. Top of the hour with Kelly in Vegas. Our NFL Live Dogs next here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.